Under current law, someone can only shoot someone else in self-defense if they believe it's necessary to save their own life or prevent great bodily harm. Under the so-called Castle Doctrine bill that passed the Assembly, courts would presume that was the case if an intruder was breaking into somebody's home. Nina Republican Dean Coffert says it's something people expect.
The citizens of this state, they just want to feel secure in their homes. They want to have the ability to protect themselves without fear of civil liability.
But Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Fred Kessler said Coffert's plan would go way beyond protecting someone's castle.
It extends this now to include your driveway, your front lawn, your patio, your swimming pool.
Despite Kessler's objections, Coffert's plan passed on a bipartisan 71-24 vote. Yesterday was also the first day Wisconsin began allowing people with permits to carry concealed handguns, a right Republicans will extend to the state assembly's public gallery. That's despite a rule that prohibits taking pictures or video from the gallery. Last night, police arrested several protesters for doing just that.
Sir, what did you do to be arrested?
I took a picture.
You took a picture in the assembly gallery?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and they're putting handcuffs on you right now.
Yes, they are.
The Castle Doctrine bill heads next to the state Senate, which incidentally has its own rules on carrying weapons. Cameras and guns are both banned in that chamber's public gallery. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.